was a little old lady who would come out every morning on the steps of her front porch, raise her arms to the sky, and shout, "Praise the Lord." Well, one day, an atheist moved into the house next door. Over time, he became irritated at the little old lady. So every morning, he would step out onto his front porch and yell after her, "There is no Lord." Time passes with the two of them carrying on this way every day. Then one morning, in the middle of winter, the little old lady stepped onto her front porch and asked God for some miraculous help. She shouted, "Praise the Lord. Lord, I have no food and I am hungry. Please provide for me, O Lord." So the next morning, she stepped onto her porch, and then there were two huge bags of groceries sitting there. "Praise the Lord," she cried. "He has provided groceries for me." The atheist jumped out of the hedges and shouted, "There is no Lord. I bought those groceries." The little old lady threw her arms into the air and shouted, "Praise the Lord. He has provided me with groceries, and he made the devil pay for them." "O come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel," is our final Advent prayer, like the cry of an old lady seeking for some miraculous help to live. So God works in a mysterious way. So tonight, we keep a vigil on the eve of God's intervention. The readings remind us about the Lord's promise to save his people from destruction by sin. They also underline the fulfillment of that promise through Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. In our first reading from Isaiah, we hear, "The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone." In our gospel reading from St. Luke, light surrounds the shepherds as the angels sing their praises of God. In the child in Bethlehem, a light has shone, and it dissipates the clouds of sin. Titus, in our second reading, reminds us that Christ has come and gives himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is a special event in the forming of God's chosen people. We are invited to be part of the chosen people. Tonight, we can ponder what a gift this is. We are invited to share in the divinity of Jesus, because he takes on our humanity. Only in the Gospel from St. Luke do we come to see clearly how all of this will come about through the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, even here, the clarity is only possible if we open our eyes in faith. We must see through the darkness to the light that God is giving us. We recognize on this holy night that even after centuries of knowing Jesus Christ, our world still wanders in darkness. Even after proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, our hearts are not yet converted completely to him, and our world even less so. We humans are a broken people, and each of us is broken. Tonight is Christmas, the birth of the Savior. We can rejoice even though we are broken because the Savior is born. We can rejoice even if we do not always respond so well to our Savior, because we recognize that the Savior has come to us and will make us free. All we need do is rejoice in the Savior and trust in Him as much as we can. God wants us free. God sends the Savior to give us freedom. This is a freedom from darkness so that we can live in the light. This is a freedom from our sinfulness so that we can live in His grace. This is a freedom that is won for us by Jesus Christ. So no matter how terrible our lives may seem, no matter how enmeshed we may find ourselves in sin, no matter what bad circumstances we may find ourselves in, let us rejoice because the door to heaven is open. The door to living just and pious lives, even in this world, is open. God's love has come on earth, and we can rejoice now and forever. Let us walk in the light of our Savior.